Hello?
Oh, hi, Joshua, please.
What is this concerning?
Oh, is this Danica by chance?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I know
yes.
that I had called you the other day, and I think we got cut off or something, so.
Yeah, I've actually been seeing this number, and I've been ignoring it because I get suspected scam. And when it calls, it comes under relevantads.com, so I don't answer anything like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Relevant Ads is the Local Splash parent company, so that makes sense. No wonder. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, what can I do for you? Because I originally was calling because we were having trouble processing the payment, but then I guess you had called in to customer support not knowing that there was a payment, or?
Yes, I actually spoke, I think it was about a month or so ago. I told them when my bill came up again after the previous bill that I paid, when it came up to before it was due, I wanted the services paused. Because it's just kind of like a little bit of a rough patch due to our moving and relocating currently. And we just recently relocated on July 20th. And I needed to pause the services, so I didn't want them to keep charging me. And now
okay.
I find out I have a bill of $200 and some.
So I think what the problem is I went back in your notes to find that conversation all the way back in August 8th you called, and it said that she wanted to make sure she's not going to get billed for August. They applied the seasonal suspend for the August payment, and then they reminded you that the next payment would be in September. So I think that's why there's a past due amount, is when an account goes on like a seasonal hold or a suspend, what they do is they just stop the billing for that duration, and when it reinstates, you go back to your normal billing date, which is the 12th. It's not $200 and something due, though. It's only past due for $129. And that could be because maybe you had ads on there initially and you took them off or something, but it's just $129. Let me look here. I just want to make sure. Did you, let me see, because there was another note from August right after that one. Let me see. They had moved from Brentwood to Chico. Oh,
yes.
So
we
do have the new information. We have you in Chico now, so that's good. So we're promoting you locally. So question, have you been on the dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
You know what? I haven't ever since you guys, sorry, hold on. Give it to me. Stop. Ever since you guys signed up, I was kind of on top of it, and then I just had noticed, you know, the, tongue-twisting day for me. I was noticing the results with the program, so I didn't really feel a need to go in and keep checking the results, even though I should. I usually do it with Google, you know, when we have clicks through Google and the insights and how many clicks through the website. But I've kind of fell off of it a little bit, being, you know, with the move and everything and trying to get everything processed and into place. I wasn't really, you know, too concerned about it because I did see the results that Local Splash was giving.
Yeah, you were looking at it from your Google Analytics. So then that's the only reason I ask you, is because even though you've moved and there's a new location now, I'm on your Google listing or on the dashboard, and it's showing me that even over the last 30 days, your company has been found on the first page of Google, where you've had 111 image views to the pictures on the Google page, and 13 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're probably getting a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you?
I actually,
Oh, you
I
are.
Do,
okay.
I do. I just, like I said, you know, it, when you start your business, because our business started in 2019, and we were really on top of it, really, really on top of it. But I guess it's normal for every business to kind of fall off of it a little bit, but that's something definitely because we just relocated and we were living with family, so it was a little hard
yes.
to keep on top of all that. But
yes.
being that we're in our own house now and everything, and we have all that going, it's with a, you know, a office room and everything, it's a lot easier. It's just I haven't got into that yet. I used to ask them all the time, and every now and then I will, you know, how did you hear about us and this and that. But I usually don't ask about because we also use Home Advisor, formerly Angeli's. That was the first person that we That was the first.
You signed up with them first, right?
Yes, that was the first one that we did when we signed when we started going actually going into business. And
okay.
You guys were the second one. So usually now they've been paused for a while. And usually when I pause them, I kind of know where they're coming from. If they're not coming from the Home Advisor, they're coming from either Google from Local Splash, because
yes.
when we do get, we also have a website itself. So when anybody goes to our website, it lets us know, hey, you have a contact form directly submitted from your website. So I kind of got it narrowed down to where it's coming from. If it's coming from Google or just a text or a call that's directly to our phone, I know it's through Local Splash Advertising.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's, even though, like I said, yeah, you know, I need to get back on top of it. It's just with the move and everything, it takes a couple months to get settled in and stuff like that.
Yes, I understand. So, I want to give you an option, only because, while the account is in a suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there's not any active programming that takes place. So there's the 129 that's past due, and if you need a little bit more time on that, I can definitely, you know, extend it for you. And then let's say that you're not able to pay that till next week, for example. Once we get the green light on the payment, I can push the next one out for 30 days. That way, because I wouldn't want you to get a payment, say, on October 10th, and then the next one would automatically process October 12th, because that's your billing date. So it would take the September payment, and then it would go right away and take the October payment, and I don't want that to happen to you. So at least, you know, I can put a note in here that, you know, if we can get this squared away within the next week or so, I can then push the next billing out 30 days for you to prevent that from happening. Keep in mind also, Danica, I don't know if you set this up or if Joshua set this up, but somewhere along the lines, they had enacted a loyalty program for you where you get every third month for free. So what that
yes.
means is, yeah, you know, you once this reinstates, you that still stays active where you get every third month for free.
Yes. You know what, we still, even though, you know, because I'm not going to lie, I have looked for other advertising that kind of merges with the website and stuff like that, but
right.
over time, I kind of veered away from it because every other advertising, they either they're way out of the ballpark or they're quite a bit higher, like $300-$400 for everything that you guys are offering, and I noticed that the results with you guys, and we've been with you guys since we, you know, actually started really getting into it. And
yep.
I do want to keep you guys. I do not want to cancel. I just need a little time to come up with a payment to keep it going. But I would like the billing. I don't know how you explained that. Just a little time to get that down and to not have the next bill pop up on us while we're trying to get the account current.
Right, right. Yeah, so that's why I said I'm going to put a note on here that, you know, as long as we get this squared away before the 12th, I can then push the next one out 30 days. Now, if the 12th comes and goes and we can't get it by then it will be 258 past due rather than 129, because that will continue to reoccur until this settles. So I'm hoping that that doesn't happen. Hopefully you get it squared away before then. But I'll put a note on here just so that I have a reminder. And the system tries to process it once daily anyway. So, you know, if you see that you can, you know, handle it within the next week or so, that would probably be the best case scenario. You know what I mean?
Yes. Within the next week. You know what? I'm pretty sure we'll be able to do that because we have quite a bit of jobs lined up and quotes and stuff like that. So I know we have income coming in. I'll just make it a priority and mark it down on the whiteboard to, even if I put, you know, half aside on this day and then the next job comes around, I'll put the next half up and pay it in full when I get it.
Right, exactly. Okay, so I'll put a note on here too that I'll call you next week Tuesday, which is the 11th. So I'm sure it's probably going to be squared away before then. But if not, I'll follow up with you on the 11th, and that way we can see where you're at that time, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, have a nice rest of your week too.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.